Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Today I'm going to dive into my Supercoach wrap for the last week or so. Round 8 was a pretty interesting one for me, especially my draft side. I've got a lot of injured players at the moment. I've got a lot of project players. So I only ended up with 11 guys. I think I had 12. I had Ben Murdoch Masilla. I ended up dropping him at the end because I just had an unbelievable run. My weekend kicked off on Thursday night. I had Cody Walker as my VC, 89 points, did well without being outstanding, didn't think he was going to go up that much more, and as I said, I only had 11 players, so I'd sort of already conceded defeat on this game, and I just took a flyer on Remus Smith, Captain Tim, scored 120 points, so that was 240 points, so, you know, within two games, all of a sudden, I'd only have two players, and I was already up to 350 points or something unbelievable. So I was very blessed. I thought I was very blessed at that point. I thought, geez, you know what? I might get within 100 points or so here. Then my third player for the Brisbane Broncos was Jermaine Osaka. He scored 156. So all of a sudden, I was looking at about 495 points off three dudes, which was unbelievable. Just incredible. All of a sudden, I went, fuck, you know what? I'm going to win this. The guy I was playing, he's been pretty unlucky this year. He had Tom Trbojevic in his side, so he's been waiting around for him to come back. He finally got back. My one big advantage was that Tommy Turbo was playing the Penrith Panthers, and they kept him pretty quiet, thankfully. Obviously, a pretty tough matchup there. So, once again, it's been the story of my season. I've been incredibly lucky. And as I said to my mate that I was versing, Tom, obviously, I think this was the luckiest versus the unluckiest this week. So, yeah, got away with a win there. Has me in seventh place. Another game that I thought I was no hope in hell of winning. I've never been less confident of winning a game ever. And I ended up doing it easy. By the end of the week, I had Ben Murdoch Masilla on my bench. He was going to be my 12th player that I was going to use as an AE. I was so confident by the end of it that I ended up dropping him, and I made a move. And my move was a bit of a gamble. Adam Kieran, who I've been talking to you guys about for the last week or two, I think he's going to come in and play a really important role for this Roosters side. And thankfully, we saw him named yesterday in the team list. So he's going to come off the bench, jersey 14. He played about 65 minutes for the Bears, in reserve grade, Roosters reserve grade last week. I thought he looked really good. Goal kicking as well. So there's a bit of potential upside there. He kicked, I think, 5 from 6. I don't think he'll take it off Sam Walker, but you never know. But I still think he's a guy with huge upside. He's 5'8/halfback, as you all know. I've been desperately looking for a halfback for a long time. The other guy I had as on my bench as a non-player was, of course, Tommy Dearden. I had him in at halfback, actually, and I'm holding on to Tom Dearden because I do think he's going to end up at the Cowboys. I spoke to Clarkie about this last week, and you've seen yesterday, Isan Masters, he left the Cowboys, so there's another roster spot that has opened up there. I think the writing's on the wall. I really hope Tommy Dearden finds his way up there. And then Tom Dearden, he's a guy that, You know, he normally scores 30 points a game at the Broncos when they're going like a busted arsehole. If he can get up there to the Cowboys and play some attacking footy, you never know what can come out of that. So hoping for a bit of upside there. So at the moment, I'm holding Tom Dearden. I'm holding Kieran. Sean Bloor, a guy I've been a big fan of, been playing Reggie's the last few weeks. He's coming back through. He's on the extended bench for the Tigers this week. Not sure how much I'm reading into it because the Magpies, they have the bye this week. So don't think Sean Bloor will start this week. I don't think he'll come into this side, especially after a win last week, but he is getting closer and closer, and I really don't think anyone has locked down that left edge spot for the West Tigers after Leilua moved to the right hand side. Bloor, he was playing on the left edge in reserve grade a couple of weeks ago, so hopefully they're setting up for his return. So Dearden, Kieran, Bloor, some of my project players. I've still got Katoni Staggs and Sifa Talakai as well, just waiting for these guys to come back. Sifa, he's obviously got 3 weeks left on his suspension. Katoni Staggs, hopefully we'll see him come back over the next few weeks. Bit of a wait and see there. I've also got Matty Moylan. I'll probably drop him to the waiver wire, to be honest with you. I think, obviously, he's fullback 5'8", which is really valuable. But I have made a few good moves over the last week or so. I've obviously got Dallin Watene Zalesniak, and it'll probably raise a few eyebrows, but this guy, when he's playing fullback, he scores 40 base stats a game, or thereabouts, minimum 35 from what I've seen. He's been named a fullback this week, so that was a really good pickup by me. Another one that I sort of thought, it's going to be a grim few weeks. Nathan Brown's going to be out. He's in my team too. He was named, so that's massive. We'll see how that one plays out. I'm not convinced he's going to play, but we'll see what happens. The other little win I had was we've seen Josh Aloye. He's injured now. He's going to be out for 10 weeks or so. That's a massive loss for Manly. As I've said a couple of times in this podcast, I think he's been massive. I have got Taniela Paseka. He is doing my head in. I'm ready to kill him, but there could be a bit of upside here now. Marty Tapau's out this week as well, so you'd probably expect Paseka to play some decent minutes this week. Still not convinced it's going to happen. Still not convinced the output's going to be there, but we'll see what happens with him. Thankfully, I'm playing the guy this week in my draft comp that's coming first overall, so I'm happy to give him a win. Not give him a win, but I don't really have a team right now to compete with him. I'm going to need to absolutely nail my captain like last week to have a fair shot at him. But it's a game that I'm happy to lose. I'm happy to let him go further up the ladder. At least I'm not giving away points to guys around me on the ladder, sort of having to play the long game until I've got all of my guys back. So it looks like this week Adam Kieran, he will play, so he'll come into my side. So it'll probably give me 12 players. I'll probably get rid of Moiser. I'll probably target someone on the waiver. I haven't had a look at who that will be yet. But yeah, was very lucky to get away with a win last week. I've been very lucky all season, to be honest with you, because a lot of my gambles haven't paid off. A lot of my project players are becoming really, really slow burns, which has been disappointing. But I mean, if we can just hang in there, we're coming eighth at the moment in our comp. We're on 10 points. The guy coming first, he's only on 12. The guy below me on ninth, he's on 6. So I have got a bit of breathing room. My for and against is pretty short. I think I'm minus 200 or something. So in a bit of Barney rubble there, but I've got some breathing space to the guys below me. If I can just find a way to win one of my next 4 games, I think I'll stay in the top 8, to be honest with you. So not too stressed about it there. These guys have got to play each other and whatnot. And over the next 4 weeks, I'll get a lot of guys back in. Sifa Talakai, Katoni Staggs. I'm hoping that Adam Kieran, by that point, he can potentially be paying 5'8 for the Roosters or maybe starting hooker, depending on what happens with Sam Verrills here. So plenty of upside in my team. Plenty of good things to come. Hasn't been a ideal start to the season. As I said, a lot of my gambles haven't paid off, but on the back of that, I've been incredibly lucky, so no huge complaints from me. Just floating along in draft, waiting for finals to start, essentially. Classic's been a very different story this year. Normally, I am shocking at Classic. I normally am somewhere in the top 10,000 or so, and then we get halfway through the season, and I drop even further down. Never had a great interest in it, as you guys know, but this year, I don't know, it's just coming together. It's working really well. So at the moment, I actually dropped a little bit on the weekend. I've had a bit of a gamble the last few weeks where I haven't actually had 4 center wings. I've only had 3, and I've been going with an AE, which hasn't really stung me before, but on the weekend it did. Ryan James, 15 points. So I copped his score. So with a Ryan James 15, I took Nathan Cleary as captain as well. So not a bad choice, but not a game-breaking decision. I still got 1,334. So all things considered, and I was waiting for this week where I can make some big trades. I had 600K sitting in the bank waiting to spend this week. So I sort of thought this week, if I can just keep my head above water and get through round 8 with a decent score, I mean, I can spend some money in round 9, which I've been able to do. Still deciding where I'm going to spend it. But yeah, I only dropped a little bit. I think I dropped 125 spots. So at the moment, I'm ranked 686 out of 130,000. Ryan James, he's not playing this weekend, so that's a little win for me there. Don't have to worry about his AE anymore, but I'm going to have a look at my side. And as I spoke to the Whisperer the other day about it, it's time to start thinking about round 13. As a little bit of a pod move, I think I'm going to bring in David Nofaluma. He's a guy I've been looking at for a couple of weeks. Scores good base stats. Tigers have a pretty good draw at the moment. You know I don't trust them as far as I can throw them, but he's definitely a guy that I'm looking at over the next few weeks. I've got Remus Smith as well. He's been a little pod that I've held on to. A lot of people are bringing him back in this week, so that's a trade that I'll save there. Been a big fan of Remus Smith. The other thing I did was I never traded out James Tedesco. I know a lot of people did. I decided to trade out Pappy and hold on to James Tedesco, so it looks like he's going to play this week. He's been named, so that's going to be a good little plus for me. Luciano Lelua, he's another guy that a lot of people are chasing. I've had him since round one, so another little plus there. The guys I'm thinking about bringing in this week, I'm thinking I'm going to bring in David Nofaluma, as I said, is a little pod. Then I'm thinking James Fisher-Harris, another guy that'll play round 13. I also brought in Jake Simkin last week. Obviously, Jacob Little's now been named on the bench, so that definitely hurts Simkin. But I also think Simkin, you know, even if he scores 37 or 40 or whatever, I don't think he's far away from scoring a try or laying one on. I think it will come eventually with this Tigers' good run. You might see Jacob Little being named, but, you know, setting a good little challenge for Jake Simkin as well. So I'm expecting some attacking stats out of him. I won't be reserving him, but I don't think it's as doom as gloom as what people are saying. I'm tipping he picks up some attacking stats over the next few weeks, and we still make some good money out of him. Other guys in my team, Mitch Barnett, I've still got, of course. You'd love to see him stay in your team until that round 13. I believe he plays off the top of my head. But, of course, we've got Lachlan Fitzgibbon that's been named, so we need to be aware of that. Josh Curran's a guy that I brought in last week. Very happy with that. I've also got Sean Bloor sitting there. So fingers crossed Bloor can get a spot in this side soon. Even if he is an AE for a couple of weeks, I think it'd be good to have him in round 13. And I don't think AE is going to be overly relevant for me from now on, now that I have got a full side. So I've got Tommy Turbo, I've got James Tedesco, my centre wings at the moment are Nofaluma, Dane Laurie, Brian To'o, Remus Smith. I've still got Tessie New on my bench, so a bit of money sitting there. I've got Suwali as well already, waiting for him to start. I've got in my halves Nathan Cleary and Sammy Walker, Munster at 5'8 with Josh Schuster. In my second row at the moment, my starters are Fifita, Barnett and Angus Crichton. Then on my bench, I've got Leilua, Curran and I've got Sean Bloor sitting there. My front row, I'm starting with Walsh and Luke Thompson at the moment. I might be moving Luke Thompson on soon. We'll see how that plays out. Also got James Fisher-Harris, and I've still got Stefano sitting there. Then I've still got Connor Watson at 9 and Jake Simkin as my reserve hooker. So still sitting with about 300K in the bank as well. So just going to see how it plays out over the next few weeks. Really inexperienced with being this high in Supercoach Classic, to be honest with you. So it's the first time I've really been interested in it, obviously, because I'm doing well. But, yeah, happy with how it's all going at the moment. Getting very lucky in draft. Doing really well in Classic, which is good to see. It's quite rare. Yeah, exciting time Supercoach-wise. Really looking forward to the back end of the season. I think my draft team will start to peak again, starting to make some good moves on the waiver wire, starting to gather some good guys back. Got a few guys on the horizon that'll be back over the next few weeks, which is exciting. Classic, got a good ranking, got money in the bank, and yeah, starting to make some good moves that I'm really happy with. A couple of pods that I'm hearing people are starting to bring in now that I've had for a couple of weeks. So exciting times. It's a marathon, not a sprint though at the moment. I'm leading the sprint. We'll see how I go in the marathon at the back end.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.